This is Stateside. I'm Bryce Huffman in for April Bear. Today is St. Patrick's Day, typically a day marked in America with pubs full of patrons during the day wearing green and drinking green beer or Guinness. St. Patrick's Day is a big celebration in the Corktown neighborhood of Detroit. While the pandemic is changing St. Patrick's Day for the second year in a row, there will be some milder festivities. We'll check in with a longtime bar owner in Corktown in a few minutes, but first, we wanted to find out more about how and when Irish immigrants came to Michigan. Joining us now are the authors of the new book, Irish Immigrants in Michigan, A History in Stories, Pat Cummins and Elizabeth Rice. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So when we think of big Irish enclaves in America during periods of heavy European immigration, we think of places like Boston, New York City, maybe even Chicago, big cities with lots of work. How much of a draw was the swampy Midwestern frontier of 19th century Michigan?
Well, originally, yes, people came in on the eastern seaboard cities, but as, you know, immigration began to take off and rise dramatically in kind of from the mid-1800s, those cities were crowded. New York City was crowded, Boston, Philadelphia, and it was difficult for people to actually step off the boat and find a place to live and find a place to work and managed to support their families if they had been fortunate enough to bring them along. So places in the far west, such as Detroit, began to seem like a possible place where people could start again. So yes, it was known as kind of a swampy outpost, although Detroit, of course, had been, you know, settled as a frontier place and a trading place by the French, the fur trading community, in the 1700s. So Detroit had kind of a reputation as a Catholic enclave already, which was appealing to lots of the Irish who were coming over. And you would have to also kind of understand that those eastern cities that were getting so crowded, it wasn't always the most welcoming place for new immigrants who came in. There was fierce competition for housing and work. So people did begin to think maybe they would go further west.
And Pat, what brought the first Irish immigrants to Michigan and where did they settle?
I think the first immigrants were more adventurers, looking for better opportunities. Like I could think of people like John Johnson, who went up to Chippewa County. I could think of George O'Keefe in Detroit. I could think of Charlie O'Malley up in Mackinac Island. And it was more the older people who immigrated to Michigan. And some of them were more wealthy than the ones who came later on.
And Elizabeth, where do we find some surprising pockets of Irish settlement in Michigan? Places that we might not typically expect?
A place that people might not expect would be Beaver Island over in Lake Michigan. And Beaver Island was really popular with Irish people who came over in the early 1800s. As Pat was saying, Mackinac Island already had some Irish immigrants. The fur trade in Michigan was booming in the early 1800s. And people who traveled from Mackinac Island over to Beaver Island found a perfect harbor. They found plentiful beaver pelts that were in such high demand. So many Irish people settled there. They were routed off the island in the early 1850s when it kind of became an enclave for a congregation of followers of Mormonism. And under their leader, either you had to convert to Mormonism or you had to leave. So for a while, the Irish were gone. But once that leader had been removed from Beaver Island, the Irish immigrants just came back and they wrote home And this would have been during the famine years in Ireland. So in the 1845 to 1850, and there were many people who just had nothing. And so they came, and they came to Beaver Island. And so many Irish came to Beaver Island. Irish was the first language of everyone. All business was conducted in the Irish language. So you might not think of that. We think of Detroit. It's over there on the East Coast. It was more accessible. But Beaver Island is a fantastic, even today, enclave of many, many descendants of Irish immigrants.
Just to add to that, I can think of the Upper Peninsula. During the copper mining era, thousands of Irish went up there to the copper mines. Many of them came from Ireland directly from County Cork. There was a copper mine, mines in County Cork. And when the copper mines declined in Ireland, they headed straight over to Keweenaw, Oaten, Hancock, where the copper mines were. And thousands of them between 1845 and 1880 in particular, they mined in every type of work that was going.
Corktown is an old neighborhood in Detroit, just west of downtown. It's where we see St. Patrick's Day play a big role this time of year. What is the history of the Irish community in that part of the city?
Well, you had the Irish immigrants who came from the eastern cities, and most of them settled on the east side of Detroit from the early 1800s on, but the numbers, they just continue to grow. And particularly after the Erie Canal was opened in 1825, hundreds of Irish immigrants, among others, are heading to Detroit. So the east part of Detroit is getting very crowded. And so eventually the Irish immigrants begin moving over to the west side, and it becomes known as an Irish settlement. And since many of these people came from the county of Cork in Ireland, it became known as Corktown. And Pat can talk about one or two of those famous immigrants that hailed from Cork and were part of Corktown's beginning.
One of the first Irish immigrants to Detroit was a gentleman called George O'Keefe. He was born in County Cork also, around 1796, and he was educated in Trinity College in Dublin and over in England then as well, and he studied law. Now, George left Ireland and he arrived in New York, but he didn't settle there. He made his way to Detroit, where he became a probate judge, and he was said to be an Irish gentleman in the truest and fullest sense of the word. He was learned, cultured, brilliant, and witty. And he was founder of the St. Patrick Society in 1829. Even though he had left Ireland, he was still interested in all things Irish. And he became leader also of St. Patrick's Day parades and festivals. And in 1842, I believe, he gave the welcoming speech at a banquet at which 800 guests were there. So there was quite a crowd there. And there were women there also, I believe. But they were to keep the gentlemen in proper order. No alcohol was served during that meal because there was a Catholic temperance society, and the women were firm that their gentlemen would not be drinking on St. Patrick's Day.
It's very different than how people choose to celebrate it now in America. Pat, I know you're joining us from Dublin. How are you spending this St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I'm having a very quiet day here. I'm living a very quiet life here. Of course, we have the lockdown. I had my breakfast, of course, and then I went for a short walk. We are not allowed to go outside the 5 mile limit, either by car or meeting friends or whatever. The regulations are that we don't meet in groups either. So Every family is living and celebrating in its own bubble. There are no parades. 2 years ago and previous years, you could get 50 American college bands coming from the US, marching in O'Connell Street and with floats, etc., etc. But not this year or not last year. But hopefully, with the vaccination coming in and people being vaccinated, maybe next year we will celebrate in a proper way.
Hopefully. And how about you, Elizabeth? How are you spending this St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I'm wearing green, although traditionally blue was the color for St. Patrick before green kind of took over as the festivities color. It's a lovely day here with the sun shining, so I always take that as a bit of good luck. But we can't go out too much yet, so, you know, kind of quiet hellos and wishing folks a happy St. Patrick's Day from afar. And like Pat said, hoping that we can soon gather with friends and family again and celebrate things in a bigger way.
Pat Commons and Elizabeth Rice, thank you so much for joining me today. Both are the authors of Irish Immigrants in Michigan, A History in Stories. Thanks again for joining.
Thank you so much for having us.
If you like, I would like to speak a few words in Gaelic.
Of course.
Benachtí, na féile, pádraic, oraibh go léir. Happy St. Patrick's to you all.